exciting episode. I'll start that again. I think we had a little interruption here. So anyway, welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of the Functional Longevity Podcast. We give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. I'm your host, Chris Borda, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. Let me first thank you for taking time from your busy day to listen to what I have to say. But before we get started, let me thank our sponsor, Yes Fitness. Most people lose the ability to enjoy life as they age. At Yes Fitness, we help people age 40 plus get fit so they can live longer and enjoy those extra years doing the things they love to do. Some real quick housekeeping here. If you'd like to get a timestamp or a transcript of today's broadcast, you can head over to yesfitnessct.com. Right at the top, you'll see a button that says podcasts. Click on that to give you access to now any one of our 293 episodes. You can also get this broadcast wherever podcasts can be found. Nutrition Mythbusters, debunking the top five common misconceptions. Today we're taking a deep dive into the top five nutrition myths that just won't seem to go away. So let's get started. These myths I hear around the gym all the time. So I thought I would just address them again as people are trying to fit into those clothes, thinking about losing a few pounds, getting ready for the summer weather. So the first thing we want to do and to think about is that carbs make you fat. That is a myth. The age-old belief that carbs are the enemy when it comes to weight gain. But here's the truth. Not all carbs are created equal. Whole grains, fruits, and vegetables are packed with essential nutrients and fiber, which can actually aid in weight loss by keeping you feeling full and satisfied. It's the refined carbs, the white bread, the candies, the sugary snacks that you want to watch out for. So don't fear carbs. Don't fear that. Just choose them wisely. We actually, in our nutrition program, like to see you have a carbohydrate or a fruit or a vegetable, I will say, with every single meal, 5-6 meals a day. This way, we're making sure that we're getting the nutrients and the fiber that we need. So if we can pack in those things like that, those nutrient-dense carbohydrates, we'll feel full and we'll get the nutrients the body needs to lose the fat we're looking to fat. Looking to lose, pardon me. So we have myth number two. Eating fat makes you fat. I still hear this all the time. I try to eat low fat. I stay away from low fat. The myth has been around for decades now. But it's time to set the record straight. Eating fat doesn't necessarily make you fat. In fact, healthy fats like those found in avocados, nuts, and olive oil are essential for overall health. They help your body absorb more important vitamins and minerals and can even promote heart health. It's all about moderation and choosing the right kinds of fats. So when we try to choose our healthy fats, we try to choose the size of our thumb, basically, at our meals. I have a quarter of an avocado in every salad. I have a salad 5 days a week. I typically have a handful of nuts during the day. I have some chia seeds and hemp hearts and sunflower seeds and things like that in my salads and my shakes. So don't be afraid of eating fats. Fats are good for you. Yes, they're higher in calories, so you need to make sure of the portion sizes, but they are good and they're healthy and they can even help promote heart health, which is what's more important than our hearts. So here we are to number three. You need to detox with cleansers and juices. The idea that you need to detox your body with expensive cleanses and juices and juice diets is a common misconception. Your body is already equipped with organs like the liver and the kidneys that work tirelessly to eliminate toxins naturally. Instead of fasting or juicing, focus on eating a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains to support your body's natural detoxification process. You can go ahead and do all that cleansing, but guess what happens? As soon as you eat again, you're right back to where you were when you started. So don't spend a lot of money in those things. Yeah, you probably might even lose a little bit of weight right out of the gate, but you're going to gain it all back. just eat a well-balanced diet, rich in those foods, vegetables, fruits, lean proteins, whole grains, healthy fats. And your body, your liver and kidneys will take care of the toxins naturally. So let's get to number four. Eating late at night causes weight gain. Believe it or not, in our nutrition plan, we ask people to eat after dinner. Yeah. Have you ever heard the old adage, eating after 7 p.m., you'll gain weight? Just don't do it. You're going to gain weight. Well, as it turns out, the timing of your meals isn't as important as the quality and the quantity of what you're eating. Weight gain occurs when you consume more calories than your body needs, regardless of the time of the day. My father-in-law only ate dinner, and he was had to be 350, almost maybe 400 pounds. Foods he ate weren't the best. So if you're hungry before bed, go ahead and have a small nutritious snack. And be mindful of your portion sizes. Choose something you won't disrupt your sleep. We urge people to have a protein and a fruit or a protein and a vegetable after dinner to cut down that period in which your metabolism is slowed down between dinner and breakfast. It's a long time, sometimes 12, 14 hours for some people. And we're not talking about doing intermittent fasting. We're not talking about anything for longevity. We're just talking about our basic nutrition plan to help people lose some fat. Make sure we're getting enough protein. If we have protein at every single meal, 5-6 meals a day, we're going to get the protein that we need in our diets. Protein RDA is way too low. It was figured out many years ago. And we need a lot more protein than what they say, especially as we get older, to help maintain our muscle mass. So don't be afraid of having that snack, especially if you fit it into your nutrition plan. If it's within the correct amount of calories you should be taking in for the day, and that's what we're looking for, then go ahead and have it. Myth five, all calories are created equal. All calories. I hear it all the time. Calorie is a calorie. While it's true that calories are units of energy, not all calories are created equal when it comes to nutrition. The sources of those calories matters. 100 calorie cookie is not the same as 100 calories of broccoli. Excuse me. Nutrient-dense foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins provide essential vitamins and minerals and fiber, while processed foods high in sugar and unhealthy fats offer little nutrition value. So instead of focusing solely on calories, don't just focus on calorie counting. Actually, we know that's an imperfect science. Prioritize on nutritioning. Get those nutrients into your bodies, those whole foods. So there we have those top five myths. Myth number one, carbs make you fat. That is a myth. Eating fats make you fat. That's a myth. You need to detox with cleanses and juices. Another myth. Eating late at night causes weight gain. A myth. All calories are created equal. So you need to think about each of these things. And remember, when it comes to nutrition, don't believe everything you hear. Always seek out a credible source and consult your registered dietitian or nutritionist if you have any questions or concerns. So I want to thank you for taking time from your busy day to tune into what I have to say. Hope this helps you out a little bit. Of course, at any point in time you need some help with your nutrition or exercise, message me, stop by the facility, give us a call, 860-673-4293, and we would be happy to help you. So you can look for more information from me next Tuesday on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. Thanks for watching.